This is Dr. Oliveros dictating on a patient by the name of Jean, J-E-A-N, Graham. The last name is G-R-A-H-A-M. This is the clinical case of a 68-year-old patient of Miss Alida Pena. First name, A-L-I-D-A. Last name, P-E-N-A, A-P-R-N. That is referred to this office because of the fluctuation of the blood pressure, fluctuation in the kidney function between 50 and 58 mLs per minute in the presence of arterial hypertension. The patient does not have any other comorbidities different from a borderline hyperlipidemia and the presence of the right kidney stone in 2017, for which she was attended at the hospital and subsided. Whether or not the patient has the presence of more kidney stones is unknown. The latest laboratory workup that was done on the 23rd of August of 2024. The serum creatinine is 1, the BUN is 18, the estimated GFR is 58. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits. There is no evidence of hyperkalemia. And unfortunately, we don't have a urinalysis in order to assess the urinary sediment or the presence of proteinuria. We are going to order this laboratory workup. Number two, arterial hypertension. The patient has a systolic of 160 today. To the physical examination, we find a patient that seems to be retaining fluid. She has periorbital edema, and she has minimal edema in the lower extremities. The recommendations given to the patient was to decrease the fluid intake and to decrease the sodium intake as well. I am not going to manipulate or change the medications to see whether or not the patient responds to the fluid restriction. And she has a remote, following number of remote history of nephrolithiasis that we have to reassess through an ultrasound of the abdomen. I am going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. I invested 15 minutes reviewing the referral in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.